WMFO in Medford. Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge. I get $50 an hour. Plus it's been.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Why do you need new bands? Everyone knows rock attained perfection in 1974. It's a scientific fact. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Tori Feldman, O'Reilly, Nelson. It's an Italian, a Jew, an Irishman, and a regular American. What I call a balanced ticket.
I like it when you get an uncontrollable urge.
Yeah, I know. It's my best feature.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
She's my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
She's my sister. She's my daughter. My sister, my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
No! She's my sister and my daughter.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once. Never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
Just slash your knees
so I can see that little butt of yours, which is now going to get double the punishment for your not being able to anticipate my every need.
You do. good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Yeah, audio clips mixed in between and on top of the music. Where each week we have a theme that all the songs need to match in one way or another. And this week we are traveling back to the 1970s with an episode of my Tears of the Gods sub-series, Sounds of the 70s. And this one is a double feature. We've got the British band, well, super group, actually, Bad Company. And we're mixing that up with songs from Stevie Wonder's epic 1972 album, Talking Book. Bad Company, they're an English rock super group that came together in 1973 with the singer Paul Rodgers and drummer Simon Kirk, who were in Free, and then the guitar player Mick Ralphs, who was previously in Mott the Hoople, and then the bass player was from King Crimson. And they shared a couple of things with Led Zeppelin, namely the manager Peter Grant, and they recorded a bunch of their albums at a place, Headley Grange, which was where Led Zeppelin also recorded many of their classic albums, like Led Zeppelin 3 and 4, you know, that one with Stairway to Heaven and Houses of the Holy and Physical Graffiti. And unlike a lot of other bands in the 1970s, they had their rough periods, but nobody went off and really died of a drug overdose or had some great big disaster. They, like Paul Rodgers, he's seems to still be pretty healthy, and he's got a great voice. And, Stevie Wonder, that Talking Book album was his 15th studio album, and it was one where he really began to take more of a lead in his own musical direction. And, we heard one of my favorite Stevie Wonder song, in fact, Superstition. And that uses a Hohner clavinet, which I've been researching a lot recently. I'm fascinated with that, the sound of a clavinet. And it's a keyboard instrument, but it's essentially got guitar strings that get hit with hammers off of the keys. And then it uses what are essentially guitar pickups to sense that. And as a result, you can end up putting it into other guitar effects pedals. But just that, wow, I love that honky sound of that clavinet. And then before that, we heard a clip from Blazing Saddles with Harvey Korman. And then before that, Bad Company with the title song from their first album, Bad Company. Yeah. And then we started off the music in our intro set there with a song that always makes me cry when I hear it. Cat Stevens, The Wind. It reminds me of my cat, Shiitake. And yes, just mental associations with that. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Brian Eno with the first song off of his first ambient album, Ambient One, Music for Airports, which was released in 1978. And there are four songs on that, two on each side of the original vinyl album, and they're kind of numbered. This is this particular piece is one of one, and we'll be hearing more of these other ambient epics from my break talk ambiance. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing from the Shockin' Blue. We're going to be hearing from Queen, a song from their debut album, and also some Heart. We'll be hearing, we'll be closing up with a relatively deep cut from the second Van Halen album, and we'll have some, a little bit of TV show theme in there from the 1970s. Also, my audio clips in this episode, a lot of Woody Allen from his 1977 film Annie Hall and 1979's Manhattan, and I'm sending those audio clips from Woody Allen out to Savoir Faire, who unfortunately is not going to be in, giving you a heads up for this side. And then also our audio clips, TV shows from All in the Family with Archie Bunker from 1971 to 1979. And Chuck Yu's disclaimer at the beginning definitely applies about the words and opinions being those of the participants, even the fictional ones from TV shows. Because, you know, it's a lot of crazy meatheaded comments on there from Archie Bunker. But let's get going with the first of our featured artists in this next set. Here is Bad Company. Rock and Roll Fantasy. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Here come the jesters, 1, 2, 3. Dancers!
sexual humiliation. It's enough to turn you off of women, and I think it accounts for the little girl.
Hey, the little girl is fine. Jesus, she's what's with the little girl?
Oh, sure, I understand. He's 16 years old, no possible criminal.
Come on, she's 17, she's gonna be 8 years. Sometimes you have a little moving personality.
Tell you, absolutely incredible.
It looks good at NASA 1. Roger. VCS arm switch is on. Okay, Victor. Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle. Circuit breakers in. We have separation. Roger. Inboard and outboards are on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Oh, looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Neighbor 3.
Get your pitch to 0.
Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude. Correction. Alpha hold is off. Trip select is emergency. Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
Thank you.
God who's just nearer to my grave.
You got about a half a minute. Tell me what the hell you want with me.
Has anybody read that Nazis are going to march in New Jersey? You know, I read it in the newspaper. We should go down there, get some guys together, you know, get some bricks and baseball bats and really explain things to them.
There is this devastating satirical piece on that on the op-ed page of the Times. It's devastating.
Well, satirical piece of the Times is one thing, but bricks and baseball bats really gets right to the point.
Oh, but really fighting satire is always better.
You know, physical force is always better than Nazis.
Even though Hey, are you listening to me? Hey, meathead!
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week our theme is another in my Tears of the Gods Sounds of the 70s subseries. And it's a double featured episode for you with the British band Bad Company, plus songs from Stevie Wonder's epic 1972 album Talking Book. We began that set with Bad Company and their rock and roll fantasy. And then it was a rather ironic clip from Woody Allen's Manhattan movie with Diane Keaton talking about the little girl there. And then The Shocking Blue with Venus, another excerpt from Woody Allen's Manhattan, followed by the theme and opening bits from the $6 Million Man TV show about a supposedly bionic man. And then from Queen's debut album, Keep Yourself Alive, featuring a flanger tape. Excuse me, I meant a phaser guitar effect that I believe was implemented on tape in the studio. And we followed that with another clip from Manhattan. And then it was Heart, Even It Up, followed by You Are the Sunshine of My Life, of course, from Stevie Wonder. Then a relatively deep cut from the second Van Halen album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, we're hearing the next song in Brian Eno's 1978 Ambient One album. This is 2 over 1, the second song on the first side of the vinyl album. If you like what we're doing here, WMFO, then you've probably heard other DJs talking about how we're having a donations drive. And you might want to consider donating. And if you want more information about how you could give WMFO some of your money, then you can jump on your web browser and go to WMFO.org. And right up there at the top, click on the donations drive tab to see how you can help give us some of your hard-earned money. And in return, you can get some relatively cool gifts. And I think that the $30 for this year's t-shirt would be an excellent and very fashionable choice. So, we're going to continue with another set of songs from the 70s for you. And it's going to include, well, a deeper cut from AC/DC's Highway to Hell album. And also, my favorite Rolling Stones song. Keith Richards doesn't use a lot of effects pedals, but when he does, he makes them iconic. And of course, I'm not talking about his use of the Maestro fuzz pedal on Satisfaction, because that'd be in a different decade, not the 70s. But we're going to be hearing a song that makes use of an MXR Phase 100 effects pedal. And we'll also be hearing from both of our featured artists. But first, let's start things off with a song from Paul Simon that, like many of his songs, has so many different things going on in it sonically, and also in terms of writing lyrics. This song is great because what do the lyrics mean? Well, Paul Simon's been asked several times, and he says he doesn't know, and it's like a net. I think writing great lyrics is something that appeals to everybody, a little hook. And, well, let's go and start with this song with so many cool covers. But here's the original on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio.
Your mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. Who the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, ain't the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Just go on and mind your own beeswax, huh?
My love is never charming. without love is an empty experience.
Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love. Darling, I don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining, my yesterday.